这次我讲三个题目。昨天晚上我讲第一个题目就讲到德卓是个见证的第二个。我就告诉我们，这今天要让任何的神的话语在我们每一个人身上发生果效、有结果，它必须有一个先决条件。
Tells us that there is a prerequisite before anything could happen in your life as a result of hearing the word of God.
那就是我们要过一个逻辑的生活。
And that key is to live a life of a living sacrifice.
旧约是如此，新约更是如此。
It was the case in the Old Testament time, and the same now in New Testament time.
我不太敢问你，但是我还是要问。
I'm a little afraid to ask, but I'm still going to ask.
从昨天晚上你听到这篇道以后到今天为止，你有没有开始操练奉献，把你的肢体献上当做活祭？有没有？
Have you started practicing the life of living sacrifice since you heard the message last night to now?
有没有？
有。
有。就是每一个都有。
Has everyone started practicing?
神的话是可以实行的，不是一篇理论听听就算了，它必须在每天中间，我们早上晚上早上晚上，一年365天这样来操练。
The word of God can be used. It's not just a doctrine. It's something that we ought to exercise daily and throughout the year.
对，所以我盼望我们真的把主给我们这个这么重要的一个真理，在我们每天的生活中来操练。
I hope we do take this truth that the Lord has given to us and practice it daily.
信耶稣不是一次，信耶稣天天。
Believing in Jesus is not just a one-time thing, but a daily thing.
所以，当我们这样做的时候，那圣经从罗马书12:2告诉我们会有一个结果。
And if we do so, Romans 12:2 tells us that there is a result.
它的结果就是心意更新而变化，这样叫我们可以查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It will transform and renew your mind so that you may know the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
否则，我们每次都听神的旨意，听得懵懵懂懂、似懂非懂，从来没有搞清楚神的旨意是什么。
Otherwise, we may hear and hear messages about the will of God, but we don't. We're still confused. We don't know what that is.
因为很多人不知道，但是也是，下礼拜就忘了。
You may have heard a lot, but week after week you keep forgetting.
在我身上发生不出任何的果效。
There is no result in your life.
所以，昨天晚上那个是整个是属灵的生活上最重要的一个钥匙。
The last night gave me this important key for your spiritual life.
那今天下午我讲了什么呢
？And this afternoon I shared.
在打雷的里面我讲了一篇道
I shared in this thunder
你们在 dating 的时候我们在这里打雷楼上跑来跑去、
oh, There were a lot of noise upstairs when we were sharing the message here last afternoon
我盼望你们记得我们讲的一个题目就是我们是谁
the message was who are we
而这一点最重要的一件事情就是不是我说我是谁我们说我是谁不是的
It's not what I say who I am or who we say we are
因为我们的光都是不可靠
Because whatever light we have is not reliable
除非我们有真光
Unless we have the true light
那真光就是耶稣基督
That true light is Jesus Christ
只有在耶稣基督的光里我们才能够真的认识我是谁
Only in the light of Jesus Christ can you truly recognize who you are.
只有从神的话语里头，我们才知道我们是谁。
Only in His Word can you come to recognize who you are.
所以把下午的道做一个总结。
I just want to summarize what I shared this afternoon.
就是以弗所书的第四章。
And that is Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，说到啊，20节到24节。这是我们下午用的圣经。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，下面有个结果，就是要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑 渐渐变坏了。
But if you do not love Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of the deceit.
23节，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
所以我们是谁？
So who are we?
我们是一群要脱下旧人，然后呢，穿上新人。
We are a group of people who are to lay aside our old selves and put on our new selves.
它的钥匙是什么呢？就是二十三节说是将你们的 mind改换一
心。And you are to do that, the key is in verse 23, that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
看到没有？它的 focus 是你的那个 mind， 你的心思要从旧造的心思改换成为新造的心思。
The focus is on your mind. Your mind has to be transformed from the old self to the new self.
如果我们的心思没有改变，还是老套。信主以前是这么样想的，我们价值观是老旧的，世界观是老旧的。到了信主以后，你还是没有任何的变化的话，你这个人信了也等于白信。
So if your mind is not transformed, you still hold the same value system toward your life and the world as you did before in your old self, then your believing is in vain.
除非在这里有一个革命性的改变。
Unless there is a revolutionary change.
是从旧人变成新人。
From the old self to the new self.
这是我们下午讲的啊中心点。
And that's what we shared this afternoon.
你没有听，就听这一段够了。
That's all you need to know if you didn't get the message.
好，晚上我要讲什么
？And what would I share tonight?
根据神说我们是谁
？According to what the Lord has told us who we are.
那我们就要来看，我们这些年实行了什么？
We want to look at what we have done as a church in these years.
既然我们是新造的人，
if we are a new creation,
这是整个神在我们上所做的一件事情。
And this is a great work God has done in our lives.
那到底在我们这么多年来，我们怎么来体验实行这件事？
Then how do we practically carry out this truth?
啊，因为他讲是走路的问题 ，walk.
It's a matter of walking.
对。属灵的事情啊，就是这么叫做讲不清楚。
Sometimes it's very hard to explain the spiritual matters.
我讲一个简单的逻辑。
You give me a simple logic.
猫有几只脚
？How many feet does a cat have?
啊，四只脚吧。
It has four.
有没有问题
？Is that a problem?
No. 四只脚是不是猫？
Anything that has four feet, is that a cat?
Yes. 看到没有？我们说猫有四个脚，但是四个脚不一定是猫。
You can see a cat has four feet, but anything that has four feet is not necessarily a cat.
那我下午就用了一段话，就是主耶稣在约翰福音第八章跟犹太人的一段对话。
This afternoon, I shared on a conversation between Jesus and the Israelites in John chapter 8.
犹太人跟耶稣讲话的时候，他们完全有十分的把握，他们是阿巴拉罕的子孙。
The Jews, as they were conversing with Jesus, they were so certain that they were the descendants of Abraham.
天上的父神是他们的父。
And the Father in heaven is also their father.
很有把握。
They were sure of that.
但是呢，耶稣说，不是，你们的父是谁？是魔鬼。
But then Jesus said that's not the case. Your father is the devil.
那他们听了当然很生气，就说你是被鬼附的，你是撒玛利亚人。
Of course, they were very angry with him for giving them that remark. So they said he was demon possessed.
为什么那段话你去约翰福音第八章去读的时候，你会发现是人讲人的，耶稣讲耶稣的，对不起来的。
As you read this conversation in John chapter 8, you can see that people are talking about what they're talking about, and Jesus is talking on a whole different level.
他们对自己的认识是根据于传统。
They understand themselves as according to what their tradition is.
我们有圣殿。
We have the temple.
我们有摩西五经。
We have the Pentateuch.
我们有献祭，我们有大祭司，有这一套整个的宗教的礼仪。
We have a high priest. We have the altar. We have all these ceremonies.
谁给我们的？
And who has passed that down to us?
摩西给我们的。
For Moses.
摩西哪里的得到的呢？
And where did Moses get this?
上帝给他的。
God gave to Moses.
所以我们从老祖宗一直传下来，我们当然是上帝的选民。
So we have all these things that's been passed down from all our ancestors directly from God. That must mean that we're the chosen people of God.
他们有十分的把握。
They have such assurance.
对吗？保罗是一个典型的代表，他为了这个传统大发热心。
Paul was a great example for this tradition that he believed in. He was very zealous.
为了这个传统，他是第一名毕业的。
He was a top graduate from the learnings of this tradition.
他以杀基督逼迫教会为替天行道。
He felt that he was working for God in his pursuit of persecuting Christians.
有没有光？
Does he have light?
有人的光。没有神的光。
He may have human light, but not light from heaven.
所以犹太人也好，以一个群体来讲，或者单体以保罗这个人来说也好，都是自我着迷，不认识自己是谁。
So whether it be Saul or the Jews as a whole, they were people who didn't know who themselves were.
可是他们抓的把握都是外面这些东西。
They are holding their assurances on the outward thing.
所以在他们的这一代一代传下来，他们抓住的是圣殿，抓住的是摩西五经，抓住的是献祭，抓住的是大祭司，这一切所有该有的都有，应有尽有。
So through their generations, what they grasped onto, what they relied upon was the temple, the Pentateuch, the offerings, the high priest.
不错，这些事情你到旧约去看，的的确确当年是神给他们有圣殿的启示，有祭物的启示，有大祭司的启示，有许许多多的启示，都是神当年带着能力、带着生命、带着光启示给他们的。
It's true that all these revelations concerning the temple, the Pentateuch, but the high priest, all these systems were revealed from God.
所以你会发现属灵的事情就这么奇怪。当你往下传的时候
，But it's interesting in spiritual matters as you pass on these traditions.
人抓的是什么
？What do people grasp onto？
就是这些东西。
Things.
什么东西抓不到？
What did they not grasp onto？
啊，什么东西漏掉
？What was missing？
今天早上 Dana 已经讲了。
This morning, the brother Dana shared.
神的荣耀。
那个约柜所代表的
，What
就是神的荣耀的同在。
What the Ark of the Testimony represents is the glorious presence of the Lord.
那是整个的中心点，可是那个没有了。可是 they don't care， 没有人问这是好不好
？And why？
Doesn't matter。
And when that was missing, nobody seemed to care or knew why that was missing.
我们以外面的这些东西都抓得死死的。哦，这是祖宗给我们的，我们必须保留啊。
We tightly grasp onto the things and the traditions of our ancestors.
所以我刚刚说，猫有四只脚，但是倒过来有四只脚不一定是猫。
Like I said earlier, a cat has four feet. Just because any cat has four feet, it does not mean they could have a cat.
啊，我们从主领受有很多很多丰富的。
We've received abundant inheritances from the Lord.
对不对？可是今天你看教会两千年的历史，新约教会两千年历史，我们常常抓的跟犹太人抓的一样的。
But look at after 2,000 years of church history, what we have grasped onto are the same things that the Jews have grasped onto.
你今天问基督徒什么是教会
？We ask a Christian today, what is the church?
啊 ，It's a building.
You may say, "We're building over there."
The building 上面有一个什么？尖尖的屋顶。
The building with the tall steeple.
然后尖尖的屋顶上有一个什么？十字架。
With a cross on top of it.
对吧？我们叫那个叫什么 ？Church.
And we call that building church.
你也是这样叫，我也是这样叫。
We all do that. We all call that.
我们把 church 就是指着那个 building 说的。
And when we talk about church, we talk about the building.
那礼拜天早上你问他 ，Where are you going? 你去哪里啊
？And on Sunday morning, you ask somebody, Where are you going?
你马上说什么
？And you say,
I'm going to church.
I'm going to church.
行，所以你去 church 什么时候去呢？是 Sunday morning 去的一个地方。
Church is a place you go on Sunday morning.
那为什么你是 church 呢
？Why is that place called church?
第一，那个样子很像。
First, it has to look like it.
第二个进去以后，你还发现还有什么东西在那里。
Secondly, you must find what inside.
第一，有牧师。
Must have a pastor.
第二，有诗班。
Must have a choir.
对啊，第三，有一大堆人在坐在那边乖乖听道。
And must have a bunch of people sitting in it.
然后你坐在那边 ，make sure 一个钟头结束。
And you sit in it, you want this to end in 1 hour.
对，我超过一小时，long-winded， 长得那么长，不知道讲什么。
And you start to feel that he's blown-winded if he's not wrapping up within an hour.
但你会发现，今天我们这些新约时代的基督徒，我们讲 Golden Church， 这是我们三类的节目之一，一个钟头以后结束。
So Christians today, when they talk about going to church, it's one of the activities that they do on Sunday.
祷告，你刚才祷了没有？啊，牧师替我祷了。
And when you talk about prayer, they often say, "Well, the pastor already prayed for us."
对不对？讲到讲什么？哦，他今天讲了个笑话，好像讲蛮有意思，只是 message 忘了，笑话我还记得。
And you were asked, what's the message about it? And you don't remember, but you remember a couple of the jokes that the
preacher
said.
然后基督徒中午就开始聚一起吃饭，不管是家里或者弟兄姊妹，中午我们总是大家一起吃饭哦。哎，你在他饭桌上讲的东西是那天他讲的笑话是什么？
And the next activity after church, of course, is lunch. So you sit around, you have lunch together, you talk about the jokes that the preacher shared.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们通通把它变成一套制度。规章仪式。
We turn this into a tradition, a set of rituals.
没有人会问，今天主的同在好强啊！我觉得主摸到我的心。是的。Who cares?
You don't hear people talk about today. The presence of the Lord is really strong. I feel like I really touched God's heart today.
我们在这里有没有遇见主呢
？Have you met the Lord here?
主在不在这里呢
？Is His presence here?
每天礼拜天就像赶场一样的，一场一场过。有的时候有的教会礼拜天有四场。
So church become one of the activities. Sometimes in some churches they even have four different services.
但是荣耀在哪
？But is glory there?
你会做个眉头，什么叫做荣耀
？You wonder what is this glory he's talking about?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters.
猫有四个脚，但是有四个脚不一定是猫。
Just because a cat has four legs, not everything that has four legs is a cat.
基督徒有属灵的内容，有圣经，有讲道，有祷告，有诗歌，这些东西都有。
In Christianity, there are these various contents. There's prayer, there's scripture reading, there is message sharing.
但是有这些东西不一定是什么，神同在。
These activities, these items, doesn't mean that God is with you.
听得懂吗
？You understand?
看很多人皱眉头，不知道在讲什么。
I see some frowning going on.
我们把教会当作一个建筑物。
We turn church into a building.
我们或者把教会当作一个组织，这里有牧师、有长老、有执事，是一个组织。
Or we view church as an organization consisting.Of a preacher, of deacons, and elders.
或者我们把这里当作一个同乡会，这里全是华人。
Or we feel this is a place for all Chinese to meet up as
friends. 对，华人中间还要分了，这边是广东话的，那边是台山话的，连上就可以分了。
And even within a Chinese group, you go with the people who speak your same dialect.
对不对？所以结果搞半天是个同乡会。
To become a fellowship of kinsmen.
所以这些都是叫做慢慢慢慢荣耀没有了，我们所讲究的是人与人之间的一种关系，我们合得来合不来，合得来我们臭味相投就是一群人，臭味不相投再见，我换一家。
So it doesn't really matter if the glory is there or not, it becomes a place where people try to build a relationship with people. In fact, if I don't get along with this group of people, I can move to a different church.
所以我们今天选教会跟选饭店差不了多少，反正对胃口我就下来，对不对胃口我换一家，隔壁是广东菜。
How you choose church becomes like how you choose restaurants. If it doesn't suit my appetite, I go to a different restaurant.
对不对
？Right.
我们是看人。
We're looking at the people around us.
我们是看气氛。
We're looking at the atmosphere of this church.
我们不是看谁。
What are we not looking at?We did not see God.
所以这个东西，所以属灵的事情，它就很 用人的话说不清楚。
So that's why when it comes to spiritual matters, we really can't describe with human words.
你好像这里有这个有那个有那个都不错，但是就是少一个东西，叫做神的同在。可是这个东西你很难定义它。
You seem like this church has every content a church should have, but it's lacking the glory of God. But it's hard to define what that glory of God is.
好，下面呢，我就要说一点，我们这些年，我们弟兄姊妹在一起，我们怎么实行。
Now I want to talk about what we have done as a church, this church, for the last 25 years, as brothers and sisters co-work together.
我把它浓缩成五个点。
And I will share 5 points.
啊，看个人的领悟力如何。
It depends on your ability to grasp these points.
五个点。所以过去的25、26年，我们从83年开始。
This church began meeting together in 1983.
我们在学习有一个到底我们是谁。
We've always tried to learn this lesson of who we are.
对，那刚刚我们读的那段话，我们是新造人，新人。
The passage we read earlier tells us that we are a new creation.
那么新人它的重点第一个是什么
？The most important thing about this new creation is.
好。约翰一书，以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1。
拿过来看。以弗所书第一章22节。
Ephesians 1:22。
22节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
这是第一个重点。
That's the first important
point. 第二个重点，下一句话。
The verse following is the second point.
23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
Verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
对，用很简单很简单的语言来表达，到底我们是谁？
So simply put, who are we?
从神的话语来看，是一个新人。
From the word of God, it tells us that we are this new creation.
这个新人有一个头。
And this new creation has a head.
这个头不是你，也不是我。
That head is not you or me.
这个头是耶稣基督。
That head is Christ Jesus.
所以，这里如果有一个人，有一群人在这里聚会的话，
If there's a group of people meeting,
他必须 strive.来体会一个点。
They must strive to feel and understand this one.
这个点是什么？就是这一群人中间只有一个头。
The point is among all these people, there's but one head.
啊，这就是耶稣基督的 headship. 耶稣基督是教会的什么元首
？And that is the headship of Christ.
这是第一个重点。
That's the first point.
第二点就是他是头，我们是谁呢？是这个头的什么身体
？And if he is the head, we then are this head's body.
这是整个这一个教会真实的意义。
That's the true meaning of a church.
然后这个新人，神给他一个特别的地位身份。
And this new creation, God has given to it a special position, a title.
这个身份是什么呢？
And that title is.
有君尊的祭司
，a royal priesthood，
这个是第三个重点。
That's the third important thing.
啊，我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
都得侍奉神。
We all should serve God.
这是我们的 calling.
That is our calling.
啊，我们必须尽每一个祭司的职分。
We must do the parts that the priest does.
而不是在这一群中间分成两个阶级，有一个叫做 clergy， 有一个叫做。Layman.
You don't create two different classes among the people, the clergy and laymen.
对，这个有一批人叫圣品人，有一批人叫做平信徒。
So a group of people serve as clergy, and the other group of people just as laymen.
这不是这个意象里面我们看见。
That's not what this vision is telling us.
所以这是第三个重点。
That's the third important point.
第四个重点，这个人是属天的。
The fourth important point is that this new man is a heavenly one.
那这一节圣经在哪里呢？
And where do we find that?
第二章，以弗所书第二章的15节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 15.
啊，他说， 以弗所书二章十五到十九节他说
2:15-19,
以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。啊，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便将这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。然后到了这个十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客人，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
By abolishing in flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments containing ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile men both in one body to God, through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And verse 19, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household.
所以这里告诉我们，这个新的创造，这个里面，第一，它是灭了所有的冤仇，所有隔断的墙通通拆光了。
So in this new body, there's an end to enmity. There's no more wall.
人在地球上，人间所有的 wall， 我们有种族的 wall， 我们有这个 social status 的 wall， 我们有人种、语言、文化各种的 wall， 这些都把我们隔开来。
All these different walls that these obstructions.Whether by language or culture or race that's going on in this world.
这里主说我把这些通通拆光。
The Lord said here, I've put an end to all of that.
通通在他的里面成为一个人，一个新人。
In him, all reconciled into one man.
然后地位换了，从属地的人变成什么？属天人。
And this man from an earthly man has now turned into a heavenly man.
是神家里。
And you become of God's household.
这是第四个特点。
That's the fourth point.
第五个特点就回到主耶稣他给门徒的大使命。
And fifth point, we must go back to Jesus' great commission to his disciples.
主说去叫万民做我的什么？
Jesus called them to go and make disciples of all nations.
这是马太福音28:18-20.
And that's in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18-20.
所以我回头看这二十多年来。
So as I look back, these 25 years.
我们整个教会的实行都是根据这五个点。
The administration of this church is based upon these 5 points.
我们一个点来想一想，回想一下。
Let's look at each point and think back at our history.
第一，我们说到耶稣基督的 headship， 他是元首。
First, we talk about the headship of Christ.
想一想，这件事情对我们每一个人怎么来领会
？How do we try to understand this?
什么叫耶稣基督是唯一的
？What does it mean that only Jesus is the head?
你知道人有一种病叫 schizophrenic， 就是。人格分裂症。
You know there is this mental disease which is called schizophrenic.
就是这个人身上一下子是这个样子，等一下变一下，下一分钟变成那个样子。他有不同的想法，很快就变来又变去。
This is a person with this disease has multiple personalities and he changes often.
对不对？这叫人格分裂症。这个人身上，你琢磨不定他到底是什么人物。
It's hard for you to really determine what he or she is really like from moment to moment because they have multiple personality.
这是生病了，这是有问题。
That's a mental disease.
如果是基督的身体，那么主的身体只有一个头。
If you are the body of Christ, then you must just have that one head, which is Christ.
我们的主耶稣，他只有一个旨意。
And our Lord Jesus has but one will.
他的旨意就是实现天父创造宇宙那个永远的旨意。
That is to accomplish the Father's will for creating the universe.
所以在教会中，我们在学习认识这个点的时候，我们教会有一件事情是执事们比较特殊的一个方式。
So in order to follow after this truth, we do something pretty special in our administration of this church.
在教会做任何重大的决定。
In any decision that we make as a church,
比如说建堂
for example, building the church building,
到底我们建与不建
whether we're to build it or not,
怎么做决定
how do we decide,
对不对是租好还是建好这些都是重大决定之一
is Is it better to just keep leasing someone else's building or is it better to build our own?
You 发现
big decisions.
我们这一群执事有抓住一个基本原则。
So the deacons have held on to this very basic principle.
我们要学一件事。
That they want to learn this.
就是叫做 unanimous.
To be unanimous.
Unanimous 意思就是说我们比如说这群执事有十二人。
For example, we have 12 deacons.
普通我们要做重大决定的时候，在一般的机构里头，那一定是每一个人有不同的意见，最后怎么决定的？投票。
Usually, when in any situation when you try to make a decision, you will have everybody cast a vote, and the majority of the votes win.
对不对？这叫做民主政治、民主制度。
That's called democracy.
对不对？我们大家都会发表意见，但是最后怎么决定呢？多数。
Everybody has a say, but majority rules.
对不对？所以我们就投票。
So you vote.
是有一些教会是这样做的。
It's true that is the way some churches operate.
但是我们觉得，既然是我们要学基督式头领。
But we felt if we want to learn the lesson of Christ being our head.
那我们应该学基督的意思到底是什么
？Then we must first learn what Christ's will is.
当我们去那边表达我们个人的意见的时候，我们可以不同。
We can have different differences in personal opinions.
但是我们真要做决定的时候，我们觉得我们希望每一个在场的执事都同意一个观点。
But as we make a decision, we want every deacon who is present to be of the same mind.
这个观点不是你的，也不是我的，是谁的？必须我们很清楚是主的。
It's not opinion of yours or mine, but it must be of the Lord's opinion.
那我们怎么知道是主的呢？我们就祷告。
And in order to know what the Lord's opinion is, we must pray.
我们怎么知道是主的呢？
How do we know it's His will?
我们还要交通。
We must fellowship.
所以这个原则从第一年我们开始1983一直到现在26年，我们一直在学这个功课。
And from the very beginning until now, we're still continually learning this lesson.
很难弄。
It's very hard.
有的时候就是一个弟兄说 no.
Sometimes you have that one brother who says no.
其他11个都说 yes.
And all the 11 have agreed on yes.
假如到投票，那个早就 vote out.
If we're voting, then this one no vote has been casted out already.
但是我们为了这一个弟兄，因为他说 no, 我们就得等候。
But because this one brother said no, we must wait.
所以我们当年建堂的时候。
So.Years ago, when we decided to build this building,
当我们真的去动手建的时候，一年就搞好了，对不对
？If we when we actually began building it, it took about a year.
我们当初经过的人，我们都经过过了。可是，要达到那一个开始说我们动工之前，从开始讨论，那是十几年的事情哦。
But if you think about how long it took us to decide to build and all that process of deciding on it.
我
记得吧 ，10 years。
对，有一次我跟 Peter 的妈妈谈话，华伯母。
One time I was discussing this with Peter Hua's mother.
华伯母跟我说一句话：“你们教会大概永远建不起来的。
”This father, this church is never built.
我说 ，patient.
And asked her to be patient.
哎呀，那个时候每一个人都抓破脑袋呀。
At the time, people were all scratching their heads.
哎呀，这是 agonizing。非常痛苦啊
！And we agonize over this
decision. 那个就非这里三言两语说不清楚的。
It's not something I can quickly explain.
但是你会觉得这是很慢、很没有效率的方法。
You may feel that this is very ineffective and very slow.
对不对？但是在这个里面，我们学一个功课。
But in this, we learn a lesson.
如果你要让基督做头
，If you want Christ to be the head,
我们就不要做头。
Then we shouldn't be the head.
如果我们不要做头，谁都想做头啊
？Does everybody want to be the head?
谁都想做。
Everybody wants to be the head.
Yeah, I'm right. 我是对的。
You all want to be right.
你听我。
You want people to listen to you.
这是人的天性。
This is a human nature.
对不对？每次都要别人听我的。
Everybody wants other people to listen.
现在，谁也不能说谁听谁的，我们都得听一个人的。
But you all now must listen to this one person.
要寻找出来主的意思是什么
？You want to see the Lord's will.
哎呀，这个可不容易。
And that is hard.
哎呀，真是难的。 你在家里面就两个脑袋就很难做决定事情。
In your house, you have two heads, and that's right.
对，丈夫、妻子，谁听谁的
？Between your husband and wife, who gets the?
丈夫说：“我是头，你是妻子，你要顺服头。”
The husband said, "I'm the head, you have to listen to me."
那我太太曾经有一个名言，不知道还记不记得？我是脖子，我不动你也不能动。
My wife also told me that I'm the neck, if I don't move, the head can't move.
还有话。
That's
the nature. 对，所以呢，我们都是在那里想生做头的，这是天性。
That's a human nature.
啊，现在你得学，基督是头。
But now you must learn Christ as the head.
哦，那每一个人得舍己啊。
Then everybody must sacrifice themselves.
你怎么舍己？就在这个时候要舍己啊。
And this is the time to sacrifice yourself.
这样子磨个十几年了。
And we struggled with this for 10+ years.
那个漂亮的 Fellowship Center 建起来。那是经过十几年磨出来的。
And the fellowship center that you see back in Bellevue.
你真正动手去，真正动手去建的，一年就完成了，那是很快的事情。可是前面前期工程，那真是有很长的时间，我们已经基本上是说大概没希望。
The actual construction took about a year, but the decision before that took so long we were losing hope.
That's been true.
But we praise the Lord.
当我们持定元首的时候
，When we hold fast to the head.
我们就发现有一天时候满足
We find one day the time has been fulfilled
事情就要成就
And things will get done
因为不是出于人是出于神
Because this is not from us, it's from God
这个是我们在学这个基督是头这件事情上付了一点学费
This is the tuition we paid on learning the lesson of Christ's passion
还有
Another thing.
我们自从有自己的聚会场所以后，我们就开始学另外一个功课。
Since we have our own meeting place, we have been learning this other lesson.
主耶稣说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Lord Jesus said, "You ought to do this in remembrance of me."
这是主在最后的晚餐。对他十二个门徒的吩咐。
This is the commandment of the Lord to his disciples during his last supper.
对吗？所以你就会发现，历史历代在教会的这2000年的历史。
So in these 2,000 years of church history.
那每个教会都有擘饼的聚会。
Each church has its holy communion service.
但是我参加过很多不同的擘饼的聚会。
And I've been to many different ones.
有的一年一次。
Some churches meet once a year.
有的一年两次。
Some twice a year.
有的月一个月一次。
Some meet once a month.
但是主耶稣当年吩咐的说，你们我们去读那个哥林多前书13章的时候，11章的时候。
But if you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
那个有一个字中文没有把它翻译出来，英文那个字叫 often。
The scripture actually said, as often as you do this.
对，你们要常常如此行纪念。
As often as you do this in remembrance of me.
这是主他对我们的要求。
This is his requirement to us.
所以我们这些年，就每个主日早晨，第一件事，主日的早晨，第一件事，9点钟，我们一起来擘饼纪念。
So we have decided as a church to meet every Sunday. The first service of each Sunday is the Holy Communion service.
你说为什么这样那么早呢？
You may ask, why so early?
我说那你几点钟上班？
And then I ask, what time do you go to work?
8点。
8?
最晚要9点上班，除麦克扫以外。
Unless you have Microsoft, you have to be at work at least by 9.
对不对？那么然后。做学生的也是一样的。
Same with students.
有很多人跟我说，主日早上9点钟起不来啊。
Many people have said to me, 9 o'clock for Holy Communion is too early.
那我们为什么上班就起得来，这个上学也起得来，就是擘饼起不来呢
？How come they get up for school and for work they can't get up for Holy Communion?
所以你就会发现，你要纪念，你就要 take effort， 你要付一点代价。
So you have to recognize that to remember the Lord requires some sacrifice on your part.
所以这些年我们也就在学这个纪念服用，因为它是头，头要求身体这样做，身体能够不做吗
？If the head asks you to do this, how could the body not do it?
对，他既然说了这个话，我们就照着办了。
If the body said to do it, then we do accordingly.
还有
another thing
啊，在大陆的时候你会发现有一个很特殊的现象。
In mainland China, you find this special phenomenon.
就是所谓三自会的教堂与家庭教会。
There's there are two different types of churches: the family church,
house church,
the house churches, or the three self government churches.
对不对？那么这个我不在这里不解释这个问题。总而言之，在美国呢有不同性质。
And in America, you also find different classification for the church.
或者在欧洲也是如此。
Same as in Europe.
欧洲也有一个东西叫做 state church， 就是国家的教会。
In Europe, there's such a thing as a state church.
美国没有。
We don't have that here.
但是美国有什么呢？有 denomination 的 church。
What we do have here are denominations.
对不对？什么叫做 denomination？ 中文翻译叫宗派。宗派 denomination， 那么意思是什么？就是说，他不说你是浸信会
，it means you can either be a Baptist，
或者你是长老会
，or you're a Presbyterian。
当你挂这个招牌的时候，意思就是说，你在这里挂某某地方的浸信会的招牌。
You can hang a shingle on your church that you were a Baptist church，
或者 Methodist 这个卫理公会的招牌
，or you call yourself a Methodist church。
那你就说，在这些。挂招牌的上面还有一个什么？一个宗派，它是你的头。
So you classify yourself into a denomination. That qualifies as who you are.
你属于这个宗的。
It's sort of saying I belong to this denomination.
那么在中国呢，你如果是三自会的话，你有一个老板。
And if in China, if you go to the three self churches, you have to report to somebody.
在欧洲，在英国的话，这个教会的头是谁？你们猜得出来吗？我圣公会的头是谁
？And in Europe, the church has a head.
他们的皇帝啊，女王啊。
The queen in England is actually the head of the church.
真理教是合一的。
There is a unit. There's in their government and church, there is one.
对，所以你会发现这个头。就变成人了。
So the head becomes a person.
头不是谁。
The head is no longer.
啊，不是基督，不是耶稣。
Christ.
看到没有？所以我们这个小的教会，我们并没有去属于任何一个宗派。
So this little church here, we do not belong to any denomination.
也不去 affiliate 去任何的政党。
And we're not affiliated with any other group.
我们就是一个，我们叫做 community church， 就是本地的一群基督徒在一起来追求主。
We call ourselves a community church, just people who live locally that want to fellowship together.
头就一个。
And we have just that one head.
谁是头？耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ as our head.
这是关于这个点，我们这些年学的这几个功课。
These are lessons we've learned these years on the point of the headship of Christ.
那么第二点。
On the second point.
讲到是他的。身体。
That we are his living body.
这句话怎么样学习
？How do we learn? What lessons do we learn on this truth?
那我要把这个圣经读一次。
And I want to read this scripture first.
讲到这个身体。
Speaking of his body.
第四章约翰一书所书。
Ephesians chapter four.
十五节到十六节。唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up itself in love.
你如果在军队或者在公司里面上班，军队里面当兵。
If you're serving in the military or if you're working within a corporation.
你会发现在人的机构里。
Within a human organization,
我们叫做分工合作，对不对？所以有不同的 department.
And we put people in different departments.
你是 transportation department， 你是什么 department， 什么 department， 我们分了很多很多，在公司里面、政府里面、军队里面都是这样的。
Within the government, within the corporation, or the military, there are various departments that's been separated out.
我们称这叫做组织性。
We call that organization.
对不对？你把它组织起来，分工合作。
You organize these people into different groups to work together.
但是这个是出自于人的意思。
But that is from a human planning.
对不对？教会是什么？
Well, what is church then?
教会是身体。
Church is a body.
谁的身体？
Whose body?
基督的身体。
Body of Christ.
那么身体的奇妙性是什么？
And what is so wonderful about our bodies?
身体有没有组织？
Is there organization within your body?
有啊。
Yes.
有什么循环组织？有神经组织
有
什么骨头的组织
and there are different bones and joints.
因为我们身上有很多很多一个系列不同的组织、
so、there are different organizations within your body, but
但是请问是你在娘胎里的时候去组织的吗
is this something that you yourself put together while you're
pregnant? 你们这群细胞通通放在脑袋上变成脑组织
do you get to decide that these cells become
另外一群细胞说你们是应该是属于手的组织
or these cells become hands
还有一种脚的细胞是做成脚的组织
or these cells became feet
是你我在娘胎里面决定的吗
is this something that we got to decide while we're in the womb
不是如果你是这样搞出来的那叫机器人
that's not the case if you do that person's a robot
是这个生命的本身自己细胞分裂的时候它自然而然该眼睛是眼睛该耳朵是耳朵它自己会
It's life itself at work. When these cells break, they break into its individual parts to form individual body parts.
是有组织，但是是活的，不是人意的安排。
There is an organization, but it's a living organism. It's not your planning.
这个跟公司的分不同的 department 是两码子事，对不对？
It's a little different than creating different departments within a corporation.
你就会发现，这二十几年。
You have seen that it's 20 some years.
你就会发现我们整个的运作
The operation of this church.
我们朝一个功课来学
We focus on this one lesson.
就是百节各按其职
That each member is equal according to its gift.
也就是说每一个基督徒都有他的什么功能恩赐
Each Christian has his or her gift and his or her function
不是人人都会讲道
Not everybody can preach
也是不是人人都会烧饭
Not everyone can cook
也不是人人都会做探访
Not everyone is good at hospitality
不是人人都是一样的
Not everyone is the same
但是你会发现在我们教会这200多个人中每一人都是找到自己可以服侍的那个特殊性。
And you will find within these 200 members of this church, everybody can find a capacity that they can serve in.
你从来没有听过我跑到你那里去，我跟你说，你应该做这个，你应该做那个。
You don't see me going to you and say you should do this.
没有吧？
No.
这二十几年，你从来没有看到彭梦明跑到你那边去说你应该做这个，你应该做那个。
I don't think you've ever seen me go to any individual person and tell them they should serve in this capacity.
是你自己或者其他的肢体来帮助你发现你有什么样的恩赐，你就在这个教会里面把它用出来。
It's either you discovering your gift or the brothers and sisters reminding you that you have such a gift that you should offer.
然后你怎么知道这件事情是主给你的呢
？And how do you know that you have this gift?
他这里说，连于元首基督。
These body parts, this body is connected to the head.
你为什么会去做
？The reason that you would do this.
因为主有感动你去做。
It's because the Lord has moved you to serve.
你把你自己跟主一联合在一起。
You have connected yourself with the Lord.
你不是跟我联合在一起，我叫你做什么，你就乖乖做什么。
Not with me, not that I'm asking you to do something, you obeying me.
有的教会是那种牧师领导制。
Some church has the pastor in control of all things.
这个叫做这个第一号的牧师叫做什么？主任牧师。主任牧师是教会的头
and the senior pastor is the head 他
来组织来安排一切。我碰到有一些教会，这个牧师就把这些人通通排得好好的，你做这个，他做那个。
He gets to organize who serves in what capacity in what department.
那你就会发现，教会里面当牧师这样做的时候，有很多的人就很不服气了。
When you have a church that the pastor does kind of this kind of
为什么不服气呢？因为他为什么安排他做这个，我为什么没资格做啊？
Then you might have some strife among the people because how come he gets to do this? 那
我也希望做这个时候，我就要拍谁的马屁了。我就拍牧师马屁了。
And I found what is at a position and I must kiss up to the pastor.
你就会发现很多的教会就发生这样人事上的问题。
So you see that there's these conflicts and strife among people in the churches.
凡是听牧师话的都排在重要位置，不听牧师话的靠边站。
If you obey the pastor, you do what he wants you to do, then you get the positions you like. And if you don't, you don't get the positions you want.
你就会发现这个时候这个教会就多的像公司里面那个东西叫 politics，
then this kind of church will be like a large corporation with many politics，
对不对？你如果在任何机构里面混过，你就会发现人与人搞在一起一定有很多的 politics。
If you work for any corporation at all, you know that there are lots of politics going on there。
感谢主，这么多年我要很恭敬地说，神救我们脱离了 politics。
Thankfully, I do have to say honestly, the Lord has saved us from politics。
我们没有在那里说为着某一个位置在那里爹苗头，为什么他得到这个位置，我没有得到这个位置，我吃醋了，挥袖就走。
There's no buying or there's no jealousy among people for trying to obtain each other's position.
这里没有官位，有很多人说叫教会来做官，那你世界上混不到教会来，想混超个一官半职，何苦来哉呀？
It's not a place where you try to buy for certain position, high position.
你会发现教会中各式各样的工作，真是百节各案各职，都有人默默地在那里做，包括洗厕所都如此。
There are many different things that needs to be done within church. You'll find within our church, people have all done their parts, including cleaning the bathrooms.
常常有些年轻人问我说：“哎，我们教会那么有钱，为什么不把这个洗厕所、扫地、vacuum 包给人家工人来做？”
I've had young people ask me, "We have money. Why don't we hire people to do the maintenance and cleaning work?"
他讲这句话的时候是还没有小孩。
These the people who've asked me that are people who don't have children yet.
如果是你的孩子，你自己生的，你会发现你不会把他包给人家养。
If you have a child, you don't want to give your child to someone else to care of.
你包给人家养出来的，跟你自己带大的，那个是两码子事啊。
It's a different feeling when you give your child to someone else to raise than raising it yourself.
听得懂吗？
You see what I mean?
教会如果是包给人家干的话，
If we hire people to take care of our
church, 可以，那个就不是生命生出来的，那是雇来的。
But then it's not ours anymore, it's hired help.
我们身上所有的肢体，从头到脚通通是生出来的。
All the each part of your body, from head to toe, all of it was alive and born.
就是我的最闻起来不好闻的脚趾，都是我长出来的。
Even my pinky toes belong to me, my body.
不是我从外面雇来的。
I didn't hire from borrow from someone else.
这个叫做身体。
That's the body.
教会中各式各样的工作都是长出来的。
All the various aspects of the work are born.
百节各按各职，连于元首基督。
For each member of the body to work together and be connected to the head.
对不对？然后在爱中建立自己。
Building one another up in love.
这个是我们这二十几年我们在一起学的。
And that is a lesson we have learned as a church for 20-some years.
在这个教会中，每一个功能，从讲台到翻译到诗班到打扫厕所，到烧饭。
Every function of the church body, from preacher to translator to cooking to choir,
都是 volunteer.
We're all volunteers.
阿门不阿门？
阿门。
全是 volunteer.
Everyone is a volunteer.
没有一个工作是因为他得到有pay，所以他来做。明天没有pay，lay off，拜拜拜拜。
No one is doing anything for a salary.
包括在讲台上这个人也是一样的，我们也拿教会一毛钱。
I am not on salary from this church.
在这里服侍是神给我的一个恩赐，所以我在这里尽我这个恩赐的功能。
To be able to serve God in this capacity is a gift from God.
这二十几年每一个大小的工作都是弟兄姊妹自己找来，自己到主面前领的负担，我们就在那里摆上我们自己那一份。
Every function of the church all these years is people being moved by the Lord to participate and to help and do.
我们从来没有说希望人家称赞我一声或者给我一个掌声，没有的，都是默默在那里做。你欣赏就这么回事，不欣赏，对不起，请你多背十字架包容。
I don't think anybody is doing it for praise for people to recognize them. Everyone try to do it quietly. And if people like it, that's great. If they don't, please bear with me and carry your cross with me no longer.
这就是我们磨了这二十几年。
And that's how we mold each other all these years.
在爱中建立自己。
Building one another up in love.
看到没有？这是这几年我们这个教会能够到今天，是根据这个原则，在身体的原则上成长。
And we have grown as a church on this principle of a body.
好，第三个点。
The third point.
Priesthood 就是祭司，君尊的祭司。
On the matter of being a royal priesthood.
我昨天说过，很多的时候我们以为在教会里面有一个特殊，有两个阶级，一个叫做 clergy， 一个叫做 layman， 一个叫做圣品人，一个叫做平信徒。
As I shared earlier, there are some churches have these different classes between clergy and layman.
那么你看很多很多的大教堂都是这样的。
That's how many large churches operate.
那些人叫圣品人，为什么？因为他是神学院专门训练出来的。
These clergies have education and training from seminary.
我们没有去过神学院，我们是没有受过专业的训练，所以我们没有资格来摸这些事工。
We have not gone to seminary schools. We don't have that kind of training.
他们有一个头衔，有的叫做牧师，有的叫做这个，有的叫做那个主教。
And these clergies will have titles, bishops or pastor.
但是我们认为圣经里面只说我们都是什么祭司。
But our feeling as a church is that the Bible has called all of us to be priests.
神把这个特权是在我们重生得救那一天给我们。
And that privilege was given to us the day we were born again.
所以我们不能自动弃权了。
So don't voluntarily disqualify yourself.
神既然把这个荣耀的职分托给我们，我们只有好好的去努力完成这个使命。
Since the Lord has given us this glorious position, take it from Him and do your best according to it.
对不对？那我现在考考你们，在这个教会里面有，你怎么样看见弟兄姊妹在尽祭司的功能？
So let me ask you this question: How have you seen the brothers and sisters of this church functioning as priests?
啊，祷告。
In prayers.
祭司有一件很重要的事情，除了献祭之外。
There's an important thing that priests do other than offering sacrifices.
啊，祭司他要献祭，还得怎么样？烧香啊。
Another thing they do is they burn incenses.
对不对？这是旧约里头你看见的。
You find that in the Old Testament.
所以我们献祭是把自己献，我刚刚说要把自己的身体怎么样献上做活祭，这就是祭司做的事啊，献祭啊。
Offering your body as living sacrifices, that is the function of a priest.
你没有这样做，你就没有尽你最基本的功能。
If you don't do that for yourself, then you have not done your part as a priest.
献祭这是祭司要做。
So offering sacrifices is a priest's job.
然后呢，烧香。
Another thing they do is they burn incense.
祷告。
That means prayer.
在传统的教会里头，祷告是牧师祷。
In the traditional church, you'll find that prayer is the pastor's job.
是长老祷。
Or the elder's job.
但是在我们教会，你参加主日崇拜，你会发现什么事情
？But if you come to our church on a Sunday meeting,
什么事？大家都祷告。
You'll find that prayer is for everyone.
所以我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹，有感动你就开口祷告。
And we encourage people to open up in prayer.
我们大家一起唱诗，唱完诗歌祷告，祷告的时候任何人都可以祷告。
We sing songs together and we open up the privilege of prayer to everyone.
为什么我们叫做让大家祷告？因为你是祭司，你不祷告，你有没有尽责任
？Because prayer is part of priest's job. If you don't pray, you don't do your job.
我紧张死了，讲我不知道讲什么。
Hear people say, "I can't do it. I'm so nervous. I don't know what to say."
哎， 我们没有人生来会祷告，都是嗷嗷嗷就是好摸出来。
Nobody was born with the ability to pray. It's something that you learn.
对不对？所以我们不可以跟自己一直说，哎呀，我不会，所以我就不要祷告。哎，阁下是祭司，你得学会。
So don't keep telling yourself, I can't do it, I don't know how to pray, because you are a priest.
否则你不尽职啊。
If you don't pray, you're not doing your job.
我们没有人生来就会，我们生来都不会。
None of us was born with this ability to pray.
你注意耶稣的门徒，门徒问耶稣，主啊，教我们祷告。
Remember, even the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray.
有没有？也可以就是证明一件事，祷告是要学的。
But that means prayer can be learned.
你不会是对，你说你不会，我告诉你，我也不会。
It's okay to say I don't know how, because I can tell you I don't know how either.
但是我们可以学。
And we can learn.
对不对？学着来祷告
，learn to pray，
牙牙学语，讲的不声不响没关系。神越看你讲的咿咿呀呀，你看那个小朋友讲的咿呀，好 cute 哦。
The more stammering you are, the more trouble you have speaking, the more it's cute.
这样，对不对？男人有次讲了一天，像法利赛人祷告，又错误长。耶稣说：“小啦。”
So long-winded, you're eloquent, you have all these words put together. Jesus may not want to hear from you.
对不对？我们不要领悟错了，以为哇那种人哇能够印，他很多人祷告是印出来的，那个牧师就从头念到尾。
Sometimes you might find that pastors have their prayers all printed out already.
你儿子跟你讲话的时候，你有先做个草稿印好，爸爸，你注意听啊，我看那个。没有这样的儿子。
You don't. Your sons aren't like that.
你儿子、女儿如果是要跟你讲话，印出一个演讲词的话 ，something wrong.
If they want to print out a speech they want to say to you, and there's a problem.
对不对？那我们到神面前讲话的时候，我们是他的儿女，我们应该很自由的把心里面所想的、所感觉到的，要赞美好好赞美，要祈求好好祈求。从心里讲出来就可以了吧。
When you go to the Lord, it's like going before your Father. You can speak from your heart, say whatever you can and you want to say.
不需要做文章。
You don't need to write a speech.
越自然，越真，越好。
The more natural, the more truthful.
每一个都可以。
And it's for everyone.
因为每一个都是祭司。
Because every one of us is a priest.
这是我们二十几年都在那里鼓励的事情。
And that is something that we try to encourage.
我们还在学。
And we are continually learning.
我们差很多。
And we're still lacking.
但是我们鼓励弟兄姊妹做祭司，好好的，又献祭，又烧香。
But we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to be priests, to offer up offerings and to offer up incenses.
对不对？那然后，我们很注重查经的聚会。
Another thing we focus on greatly is Bible studies.
祭司是有一个责任，除了向神祭献祭烧香之外，向人有一个责任。
The priests, aside from their responsibility to God, they also have responsibility to the people.
是吗？把神的话语教导百姓。
That is to teach the word of God to people.
所以我们在一起，我们好好的查经，好好的认识神的话。
So we gather together, we study the Bible together.
对不对？我们有查经的聚会，我们有讲道的聚会。
We have Bible study meetings and we have preaching meetings.
那在查经聚会里面，不是牧师带的，是弟兄姊妹自己带的。
Bible studies, it's brothers and sisters who lead these meetings.
这二十几年我们是这样学的。
And that's another thing we've been learning all these years.
对不对？所以，那么还有就是传道人的问题。
Another thing is concerning this matter of hiring a pastor.
这么多年我们曾经雇用过牧师。
We have in the past hired a pastor.
那是85年左右的事情。
That was back in 1985.
那一次我们的经历是非常的失败。
It was not a successful experience.
最后我们得到一个结论。
And we come to this conclusion.
什么结论？就是第四，以弗所书第四章。
And that conclusion is based on Ephesians chapter 4.
圣经中有没有牧师？有啊。
There are pastors as described in the Bible.
那是以弗所书四章所说的。
And that's also Ephesians 4.
有使徒，有先知，有牧师、教士，有传福音。
There are different gifts. It can be you're an evangelist, you're a pastor, or you're a preacher, you're a prophet.
那这些都是恩赐。
Those are special. Those are gifts.
啊，既然是恩赐，是神给我们的。
And if these are gifts, then spiritual gifts, then they must be from God.
有的做眼睛、做耳朵、做手、做脚、做嘴巴。那传道大概就是做嘴巴了。
We all function differently. Some can be eyes, some can be ears, some can be mouth.
我们今天很多时候用 我们觉得我们弟兄姊妹没有人会讲道，那我们就雇一个来咯，替我们讲咯。
So we sometimes churches feel that they have to hire a mouth to speak to them.
我们八五年是雇过的。
We did hire one in 85.
结果发现这个嘴不是自己长的，还是这个嘴还是跑掉了。
And this mouth left us.
走了。
He left us.
哎，你身上的水有没有一天忽然间走了，辞职不干了，不要
？Has your mouth on your face ever left you?
啊 ，anybody like that? Nobody. 没有任何一个人，你身上有一个器官说，太了，还不会。
None of the organs on your body ever quit on you and left.
没有的。You are stuck.
You're stuck with the organs you got.
这身上任何一个器官 ，You are stuck.我的眼睛虽然看到老花眼，你不能说啊，不要换了。现在有器官移植，那是现在发明，以前没有的。
You can't say I'm sick of my eyes with these glasses on, I'm trying to get rid of them.
你就跟这个身体就这么一辈子，到死为止，对不对
？You're stuck with your various organs until you die.
所以，我们就在这个身体里头，神。说你安排你是什么，你就在这里尽你是什么的功能。
So in this body, whatever gift God has given you for you to function within, that's what you're sent with.
没有人雇你来，也没有人把你炒鱿鱼去一种。
No one will hire you to do anything, and no one will fire you either.
今天很多的地方是可以雇来的，也可以怎么样，其他左右。
So because if you hire somebody, you can also fire somebody.
跟耶稣这几年我们是这样子学的。
And this is another lesson we've been learning these years.
下一个。
Next one.
属天的新人。
Of being a heavenly man.
你会发现，在我们教会，我们介绍弟兄姐妹的时候。
You might discover that as we introduce brothers and sisters at church.
我参加过一些教会，他们介绍新来的，就说啊，这位是某某。公司的董事长。
I've been to churches where they introduce new people. They may say, "This person is the CEO of this company."
这是某某姐妹，她就是一个家庭主妇。
And you may say, "The next person, this is so and so, Mrs. so and so, she's a housewife." And then she gets a welcoming response.
她的头衔越了不起，掌声越高。她 nobody 就。寥寥无几的掌声。
The person with a great title gets a very warm welcome. The person with a lesser title, not so much.
好俗气哦。
So very worldly.
他是博士，大家心尊敬他；他是 nobody， 大家随意的，懒得看他两眼。
If somebody with has a doctorate tag on his name, people will look at him highly. Without it, people just don't care so much about you.
但是在这个教会，我们从来不介绍你是什么头衔。
But here in this church, we don't talk about people's titles, but
really
titles. We say, this is brother so-and-so, and this is sister so-and-so. And we address each other as brothers and sisters. Why? Because we are a new creation. And Jesus said that you are brothers to one another.
考一考，在哪里说过耶稣说你们是弟兄
？Do you remember where did Jesus say that you are brothers to one another?
啊？约翰，马太二十三。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太二十三，第八节。
Verse 8.
你们不要比受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是什么弟兄
？So do not be called a rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
又要跪来？所以主自己说得很清楚，你们都是弟兄姐妹。
So Jesus said himself clearly, we are all brothers.
我不管你是总经理，或者我是拖黄，现在可以拖黄包车了，那就是说，开 taxi 扫地。
I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're a cab driver.
在教会里，地上所有这些弟 地位、头衔，什么都没有。
When you're in church, all these earthly professional titles or whatnot, they're not to be considered.
然后你会发现，我们在一起聚会。
And then you find when we meet together.
我们没有分英文堂、中文堂。
We don't have a separate English meeting and a separate Chinese meeting.
所有成年的弟兄姊妹，我们保持一件事：既然在这个屋顶底下，我们就是学习过一个新人。
So long as we're under one roof, we try to learn to live a life of one body.
那么在这里有一节圣经，加拉太书三章。
There's a verse here in Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太三章二十六、二十八。所以，你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督，都披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，你们在基督里、基督耶稣里都成了一。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, but there is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以在这个地方不分人种。
So it doesn't really matter what race you are.
犹太人、希利人就是不同的人种。
Neither Jew nor Greek.
也不分 social status, 自主的、为奴的。
And there is no such thing as social status, whether you're a slave or you're a free man.
也不分男女，说男的比较怎么样，女的比较怎么样，我们不管，我们都只要尽功能就好。
There's neither male or female either, so long as you do your part.
对不对？这是主把我们在基督里面合而为一。
This is the Lord, uniting us all as one in Christ.
所以这是这些年我们在一起，我们不分彼此。男女老少，我们都在一起聚会。
So that's the principle for which we base on meeting together, regardless.
你效率来说不太好，不太有效率。你要我讲一句，他要翻译一句。
It's not very efficient because it requires translation.
因为如果不要翻译很顺，大家都很高兴，哇，听得好舒服啊。
It would be much more efficient and easier on the ears if we didn't have to translate.
但是我们在主里是一家，我们就既然有语言上的分别性，我们知道。学十字架的功课稍微不舒服一点，但是我们在一起。
But since we're all family in the Lord, even though there's a little discomfort in having the translation, let's learn to live with it and with one another.
那在创始第一代的教会，这个使徒行传，就有这样的模式。
We have this kind of role model, as we can find it in the first generation church in Acts.
耶路撒冷第一个教会的难处就是有什么希利尼化的人跟说希腊化的对不起说希伯来化的两边有矛盾在第一代的教会里
One of the first conflicts that the first generation church faced was a difference in language between those Greek speaking Christians and those Hebrew speaking Christians
对不对他们因为饭食他们的寡妇没有得到合适的对待产生一些矛盾
and during mealtime the Hebrew speaking widows weren't being treated fairly
这是人中间的差别但是在主里面在身体里头他就这个东西就除掉了
there are differences in people but in the Lord these differences can be removed
所以我们这些年一直保持这一个在一起聚会的这个原则
so we've held on to the principle of meeting as one body
最后
lastly
我们也非常注重耶稣的命令。
We also regard very highly the great commission of the Lord.
如果他是头
，If he is our head，
他对教会下达一个命令
，And he's given church a command，
这个我们称为大使命。
We've called it the great commission，
就是马太福音最后一句话
，The very last verse in Matthew 28。
他说，耶稣说。天上地下所有的权柄都在我手里。
Jesus said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
所以你们要去，叫万民做我的门徒。
So go and make disciples of all nations.
这句话到使徒行传第一章，耶稣又讲。
And this was repeated again in Acts chapter 1.
你们不要离开耶路撒冷，你们要等候圣灵要降临在你们身上，然后你们就要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极，做我的见证。
He tells the disciples not to leave Jerusalem because the Holy Spirit will come. And once the Holy Spirit comes, they are to bear His witness from Jerusalem to all Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the world.
这是主自己的交代吩咐。
This is a commission from the Lord Himself.
所以这二十几年，神也给我们开了很多的门。
And these 27 years, the Lord has opened many doors for us.
你就会发现，神就呼召了我们教会中的弟兄姊妹，有的去了巴西。
And God has called brothers and sisters among us. Some have gone to Brazil.
对不对？我那个林姐妹就到了巴西去了。
There's a sister Yiping is in Brazil.
啊，有的到了印度。
We have some that have gone to India.
啊，有的就到了柬埔寨。
Some have gone to Cambodia.
那有的去了台湾。
And some have gone to Taiwan.
有的去了大陆。
Some have gone to mainland China.
那你会发现，当我们愿意顺服的时候，神就把福音的门。一个一个给我们开了。
When we're willing to serve, the Lord will open the doors of the gospel for us.
这些门开的都是 miracle.
These doors are opened for us miraculously.
我记得92年我开始出来传道。
I remember I began my Christian ministry in 1992.
主呼召我出来传道的时候，也告诉你要去大陆。
When the Lord called me to this ministry, I felt a strong.
又告诉很多人。
God strongly called me to China as well.
关心我的弟兄姊妹，告诉他说我要去大陆传道。
And I told the brothers and sisters that I feel strongly about going to China.
马上有爱我的弟兄姐妹跟我说，哎，你不搞错。
Those who really do care about me and love me, they said, "No, are you kidding?"
你什么地方都可以去，就是不能去中国大陆传道。
You can go anywhere but mainland China.
那里的人什么都知道，你才到进门口。你就被盯上了。
You know that you'll get watched the minute you step on their land.
那个后面就吃不完兜着走。
And they'll give you a ton of trouble.
这都是爱心。
It's true they say these things out of love.
怕我做糊涂事。
They were afraid I'm going to do something stupid.
你问我我怕不怕
？If you ask me was I afraid?
啊，我告诉你，毛毛的，两腿发抖。
I wasn't afraid, my knees were shaking.
我那初年，就是92年到94年那段时间。
Especially in the beginning, from 92 to 94.
每次要出发前一个月。
Every time before I leave China, a month before I leave China.
我整个的人都不对。
I would feel not right in my body.
我的人就里面就在翻腾。
I would be all stirred up inside.
就会想，如果被抓了怎么办
？And my thinking is, if I'm captured or arrested, then what?
有很多的噩梦
，and then we have nightmares about that.
甚至搞到胃都出血
，even to have given me an ulcer.
但是我对主说
，but I said to the Lord,
这不是我要去的。
It's not that I want to go.
什么地方都可以去，这个地方不是我要去的。
I want to go. I can go anywhere, but this is not a place I want to go.
主说，这就是我要你去。
But the Lord said, this is where I want you to go.
那不知道说，死就死了，去吧。
So I said, well, if I die there, then I'm still going to go.
我也不知道，在九二年开始去传道的时候，我也不知道能传几次。
I had no idea when I began in 92 how many trips I was able to make.
我只是对主这样祷告：你只要开门，给我一次，我就去一次。
My prayer was, Lord, if you open the door once, and I'll just go there once.
我没有想到。
But I had no idea.
17年已经过去了。
17 years have gone by.
我在中国每一次讲的道的量
，the amount of sharing I do each time in China，
你把那个小时数加在一起
，if you count the hours that I spoke there，
比我在美国一年讲的量还大
，it's greater than the hours I spoke in one year in here。
你听我这几天嗓门都是哑。
If you listen to my voice these days, I'm kind of losing my voice。
这就是在外面这样拼老命讲道的结果。
That's the result of all these years of speaking in China.
我以前很喜欢在诗班唱诗。
In the past,
我是男高音。
I really enjoy singing in choir. I was a tenor.
现在只能唱男高音。
Now I can't sing tenor anymore. I'm a bass.
我要说的是什么
？What do I want to tell you?
我们之所以是什么？不是因为我们说我们是，不是。
It's who we are, it's not who we say we are.
是神说你是谁。
It's God that tells you who you are.
你是新造的人。
You are a new creation.
这个新造的人有一个头，就是基督。
This new creation has a head.
我们要脱去旧人。
We are to lay aside our old self.
穿上新。
Put on our new self.
要心智改换一新。
Renew and transform your mind.
这是我们在地上做的见证。
This is our testimony on earth.
我们不是见证自己。
We're not testifying about ourselves.
我们是见证他改变我们的主。
We're testifying about the Lord who has changed our lives.
这是真实的生命的故事。
That's a real life story.
人家会问你讲什么耶稣的见证，从来没有听过，什么意思？很简单。
People may say you may talk about the testimony of Christ, but what does it all mean? It's very simple.
我以前是个罪人。
Before I was a sinner.
我是一个自私自利的人。
I was a selfish person.
但是今天神改变了我。
But today God has changed me.
我们每一个人都不一样。
We're all like that. We're all the same.
我们以前都是叫做人不自私。天诛地灭。
We are all selfish people who never regarded anything else but ourselves.
对吧？
对。
但是信了主以后，
But after you became a believer in Jesus,
神要把这个人不自私、天诛地灭的自私自利的人，要把他变成像他的儿子一样，不再为自己活，
God,
为他活。
God will turn this self-sufficient, selfish person into someone who no longer lives for himself, but for the Lord and for His Son.
这是一个真实的经历，真实的故事。
That's a real life experience, a real life story.
第一代是如此，第二代也必须是如此。
The first generation Christians must have this experience, and so should the second generation Christians.
有这个经验，活的经验，你就可以做见证。
Once you have that living experience, then you can be a witness.
神人看不见，因为没有人看见过神。
Nobody has ever seen God.
但是在人身上所做的改变的神迹，这是可以看得见的。
But the miraculous work He's done in people's life can be witnessed.
我们所有的基督徒，只要你把自己奉献在主的手里，
All the Christians here, so long as you offer yourself into the Lord's hands,
主就把这个神迹做在你的身上。
He will do that miracle in your life.
那你就是这个见证的，什么？传承的人。
Then you are the person who has now received the torch of the testimony.
因为你经历过。
Because you have experienced it.
然后你就把神在你身上的美德诉说出来。
Then you can speak of the wonderful works God has done in your life.
这叫我耶稣的见证。
This is the testimony of Christ.
明白了没？